Blog Talk Radio.
This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, on a Thursday morning, which is very different for me. I usually do my shows at night, but I decided to do an impromptu show this morning, just based off of some chatter I've been seeing on the internet as of late. So we're going to do a show today. Again, my name is Chris, and today's topic, business ownership, why is it something that people run away from? Very simple question. So if you want to, if you already have an answer to that question, you can call in 646-652-4479. But just reading my episode information, people have so many skills and abilities but never use them. They can cook, they can build, they can fix, they can organize. People are good with numbers, memorization, presentation. People are good at sales, working with other people. But why do people make the decision to never get paid on their own skills? Why do people shy away from doing things that they enjoy and could get paid from it and get all the money? Now, what do I mean by getting all the money? I mean getting the money first and then paying taxes rather than having taxes being paid out of checks before you even see your money. And that's a little bit of what I'm going to talk about when it comes to business ownership and being self-aware. Just from that point of view, to where you're limited, you've been predetermined on how much you're worth, and that's for a good long time. However long you've been working a job, however long your career has been going, even with a career, you get paid a little bit more money when you have an actual career predetermined as far as how much you're worth. Okay? And so what I'm going to do today is I'm actually going to read some excerpts and actually some new articles I haven't finished yet from the past, just to kind of give an idea of thought processes to why and why not possibly have a business. And here's the thing. No one's saying to just go off and go crazy and quit jobs and go all in, you know, although if you're in the position, that's what you should do for your own self. But there's a lot of people who have their own companies and they work full time. You see what I'm saying? And they do that until, and sometimes it doesn't happen, of course, let's be realistic, but sometimes when that income of their company that they've created surpasses their full-time income from their job, of course the decision has to be considered that maybe they should go all in on what their company is doing on a part-time basis, possibly, whatever that might be. You start catering business and you do that just on the weekends, but then you start to notice that more people are booking you and you're just so busy that, you know, your full-time job, you know, you might need to cut your hours a little bit because there's people paying you because you can cook macaroni and cheese real good. Wouldn't that just make sense? And especially if you like making macaroni and cheese, why wouldn't you do it more if people are paying you more than what you're doing sitting at your actual desk doing whatever that job is and getting that check every other week? Why wouldn't you do that? See, that's the question. So let me see. I'm going to go ahead and pick out which is going to be the first article I'm going to read just a little bit from. Let's see. Okay, here's one. College or not, business ownership or not, career or just having a job. I'm going to read this. And again, if you have an idea or a thought in regards to why people have, you know, been avoiding, scared of having their own business, you can call in 646-652-4479. Maybe you know someone who has a lot of skills in a particular field, and you probably have suggested that they have their own business, and they just haven't up till now for whatever reason, or you yourself. So, again, call in 646-652-4479. Actually, let me go ahead and launch the chat room. I always forget to do that for some reason, and today is kind of different because I'm doing a morning show, so we'll get that together in a bit. Okay, chat room is open, so if anybody is online, if you are at work and you're just listening, definitely you can throw in a chat or two, and I'll definitely read it. So here's an excerpt from College or Not, Business Ownership or Not, Career or Just Having a Job, an article that I wrote or I posted April 19th of this year. I'll read bits and pieces of it. There's a Washington Post article dated May 2013 that states that only 27% of college graduates are in the field of their chosen major. Why? There are several reasons. One is that people don't go to the cities where their major would be applicable to get a job that is actually available. Or they choose to stay where they are at. What does that do? Makes them feel that they're wasting time when they didn't. Then they go and get the job and they try to make a job work for them. Having a job just to have a job, just to have money, is not living. When you're young, having a job is cool. You're 16, 17, 18. You're waiting tables, you're at cash register, stocking shelves, moving equipment, get a few $100 a week, you don't have any bills, you're living at home, you're good. But when you're 24 years old, things have changed a little bit, right? $300 a week does not do you any real good. And if you manage to get something that pays you, $600, $700 a week, how stable is it? How many hours do you have to work to earn it? Do you enjoy what you're doing? Are you an incident away from being fired? I'm going to read a little bit more. I have actually more time than I thought I did. There are thousands of jobs that are very good paying jobs. It comes down to who you know and what you need to know, of course, in some cases. Do you know what you should know? And are you willing to learn what you need to know if you don't know it? Some jobs provide on-the-job training, but for jobs that are paying $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 and more a year, yes, you must and will have some kind of education to back it up and justify someone paying you over $5,000 a month. You have to work for it. Nothing is just, you don't deserve anything. You have to work for it. Let's see. I wonder if I should read the rest of this because it's actually pretty good when we're talking about whether or not having a business or not or having a career. Benefits of calling into all the shots, getting grants, people wanting to know how they can invest in you because you have that piece of paper, a.k.a. your degree, to show you, let's see, to show that you know what you're doing. You get huge tax breaks. Why not that? Those are the benefits of having your own business, okay? There are over 10 million privately owned companies in the United States. Why not you? Remember, you still have to work hard, but there's still another viewpoint to that. What if school isn't for you? It wasn't for Bill Gates. He dropped out and in his room created Microsoft. He created a home-based business, and now he's a billionaire many times over. There are over 22 million home-based businesses in America. To be classified as a non-employer business, meaning you have no active people you are paying a wage to, you have to earn at least $1,000 a year. From Forbes magazine, using 2011 numbers, there were 398 home-based businesses that grossed over $5 million. 2,151,075 home-based businesses that earn between $50,000 and $100,000. Now, depending on how much you make on your job right now, how do those numbers compare to you? You realize that when you own your own home-based business, you're working your own hours, you control when you earn your money, you are in control, and you earn even more tax breaks than a privately owned business. And you can't get fired. You can only quit. And guess what? Many of those home-based businesses are done on a part-time basis, as I alluded to earlier. There's a lot of people who are working either some kind of a home-based business or an actual business part-time. Okay. But at the end of the day, you still have to work hard. You have options. That's the whole point of that. So that's just one article just to kind of give you an idea in regards to, you know, if you spend the time in college, you have options after you graduate from college, but you have to kind of take advantage of them. But if you decide that school isn't for you, you have to be able to plug in and what's the word? Be active in something and then make it productive. You have to make it successful. You know, Steve Jobs is another one with Apple. You know, if everybody saw the movie, he's in his garage and he's making all these calls daily trying to find just one investor. What if he didn't make but 10, 15 calls? There would be no such thing as Apple Computer. There might be something similar to it, I guess, eventually, you know, how, you know, time passes and whatnot. Someone else gets a bright idea, but maybe not. You might not be holding an iPhone 6 or iPhone 17 years from now or whatnot. You might not ever have had an iPod, right? You have to think about that. So that's just one example. And let me see. Uh-oh, looks like we have someone in the chat room. If you're in the chat room, say hello. You can call in 646-652-4479. We're talking about, and I'm going to review the episode info, business ownership. Why is it something that people run away from? People have so many skills and abilities but never use them. They can cook, they can build, they can fix, they can organize. People are good with numbers, memorization, presentation. People are good at sales, working with people. Why do people make the decision to never get paid on their own skills? Why are so many people dependent on someone else to make their lives happen? Because at the end of the day, you have to understand that you do have some kind of self-worth, and you have to decide how much your life is worth. Your time is money. And if you're not getting enough for your time, and you know it, then that's a problem. And you have alternatives, but you have to be really technically brave enough to actually take them. That's what you have to really have to kind of understand in this particular case, because no one's going to do it for you, that's for sure. And if you look at the industries today, there's plenty of jobs out there, mind you. And again, no job is obligated to pay you money just because. You have to know what you're doing or at least be able to prove that it's worth it to train you to learn what you're doing, correct? As I mentioned in that one article, if someone's going to pay you $70,000 a year, that just doesn't happen. That just doesn't fall off a tree. And a company is going to be profitable no matter what. So if you don't do the job properly, they are going to cut you eventually. They're not going to just keep wasting the money. They're just not going to. We have companies that are restructured, like Family Dollar is getting bought out by Dollar Tree. So there's going to be a lot of restructuring as far as certain employees that are working there, right? And there's companies that go out of business all the time. There's companies that say, you know what, for us to be more profitable, we just need to change up, which means certain positions ain't going to be here no more. And what happens if that falls to your position? Do you have some kind of a plan or a plan of action to compensate for that? Now, a lot of people sometimes don't understand the fact that you have to invest something in the time of putting something together for yourself, okay? They don't believe that you have to pay money to make any money. And there is a contention that that's held a lot of people back for a long time. And that's kind of silly because it's a matter of, well, what about the lottery? You pay money to get a ticket that you hope is the winning ticket. And if you happen to win, it's only based on the fact that you paid money. This is off of an article that I wrote May 8th, by the way. Stock options. You have to pay money on the options that may or may not have value over a period of time, but if they do increase, you have the leverage of selling those shares of stock to make money. But you just don't get free stock. To make money off of stock, you have to pay money. Investments. You put money into real estate. And, for example, you find out about a house that taxes have not been paid on, you pay them, and you decide to sell the house as is, or you can make repairs, a.k.a. flipping it, and you make some money off of that. However, if you don't have enough money to pay the taxes off of that house, or if it's a foreclosure or whatnot, you're not getting any money off of that house because it's not yours. Investing money into gold, silver, or oil, same thing. Purpose of creating an asset that you can sell later. School. Purpose is to learn things, you know, so you can be able to get a job. You have to go from kindergarten to high school, 12th grade. there's a lot of money that is spent in between there. No, you don't got to go in public school and pay any money. But guess what? There's a lot of people who pay money to go to private school, don't they? But either way, if you're in public school, you're still paying money to eat lunch every day. You're paying to keep and maintain clothing, shoes to go to school every day so you can look halfway decent, right? Pens, pencils, backpacks, 12 years of spending money on the premise that it will make you money because of what you have learned. Once, you know, and don't forget college, by the way. I don't even want to get into how expensive that has gotten over the years. Let's say you got the job. You go to work every day. You got to pay for clothes and shoes to wear to work, don't you? Uniforms in some cases, and some people don't pay for your uniforms, do they? You got to pay for a car to get to work every day, gas and insurance to make sure you can maintain the car. You got to have, again, clothes. You got to put those in the cleaners, be presentable. Paying child care if you have kids, unless you have someone to take care of them, right? You got to go to different cities sometimes for company trainings, right? To make sure you get a paycheck, make sure you stay at that job. Those are just a few examples. And remember, again, nothing is guaranteed, not having your own business and not a job, either or. But the propensity of you being just a little bit more successful having your own is there because, again, nothing is predetermined with you having your own position as far as a job goes, as far as having your own business, I should say. Because, again, you might not ever win the lottery or the stock market could crash and nobody might buy the house that you purchase and you never might make a profit. Education that you secure, you may never earn the income you believe you deserve. Plus the debt that you create from going to school in the first place, you might not ever pay that off either. But you have paid money to make money for a long time, so it's not a foreign concept. And if you don't have the money to play the lottery, buy stocks, invest in real estate, that means that you need to start doing something on your own, to start being able to initiate some of the things that you want to do. Because, and I'm going to use this as an example a little bit later, I'm going to take a break, but at the end of the day, how long do you want to work? If you're 20 years old, do you really want to work the next 60 years of your life, 50 years of your life? If you're 40 years old, do you really want to work the next 30 years of your life to so-called retire at 70 years of age? Is that really appealing? Will you have generated enough income from your job if you happen to be able to stay at the same job for 40 years, to where when you retire, you'll have monthly income that will take care of everything. Everything, not just a little bit of stuff. Or will you end up as a greeter at Walmart? 646-652-4479, once again, is a number you can call in if you would like to, if you're able to. And again, if you're online in the chat room, I'm going to go ahead and type hi, because it looks like there's some people in the chat room. But right now, I'm going to go ahead and take a little bit of a break. I've read, you know, a lot of information just to kind of give people an idea of the subject matter and the topic. I'm going to be right back. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio on a Thursday morning. Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio, back from a short break. By the way, if you would like to read some of these articles, you can go to www.imtmworldwide.com. That's I, M as in Mary, T, M as in Mary, worldwide.com. And you go to the commentary section, you'll see a lot of these articles I'm reading excerpts from and get kind of an idea just on this particular subject matter. I'm going to go ahead and continue a few more. Again, the subject for today is business ownership. Why is it something that people run away from? So I'm going to read an excerpt from another article. Let's see. Check one or two. Okay, yeah. Hard work, hourly wages, doesn't matter to you. Math. If you worked for 10 years, you should have at least $12,000 in the bank. Most of us don't because we could not afford to save the $100 a month in a 10-year span. That's $100 a month for 10 years. You should have $12,000 in the bank. This means that either the employer or employers we have had did not pay us enough, not enough to cover regular life expenses, emergency expenses, and fund expenses. And it means that we were totally dependent on that next check. If we didn't get that check, and example, company can't meet payroll for some reason, or system error prevents your money going into your account for 4 days, bad things happen, like having to borrow money to pay necessary bills that's putting you in debt. Now, your job has to pay your regular bills, plus pay back the debt, and you don't get a raise until next year. That system we've been working under all of our lives doesn't work like it used to. Well, it really didn't. It used to work in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, but it worked better. Technology and education has changed things drastically. Cost of living has skyrocketed. Companies basically have said you are still worth what people were worth 20 years ago doing the same job, and refuse to pay per the level of what stuff costs nowadays. That makes total sense if a company wants to continue to make insane profits at the expense of their workers. But does that benefit you? Especially if you work hard, if you're loyal, you're dedicated, you directly aid in the company's success, right? Having a choice in the matter, do you have one? If the way it is doesn't work for you, what can you do? Or should you do anything? Do you want to do anything else? Some people decide to work extra jobs to make up the difference, but that doesn't really work in making things better because of the additional hours you're working a week and the extra expenses incurred from the extra jobs, such as gas, eating out more because you're not home, cleaning clothes, etc. Some decide to go back to school, but this isn't as much as a guarantee as it used to be even. And if you don't get a scholarship, especially, you're paying out of your pocket, and you'll be paying that back for a long period of time. And then especially if you don't move, as I mentioned in the other article, if you don't move to go where your degree is applicable, you're kind of stuck, aren't you? Some decide to start a business. Most have never been dedicated for working for someone else, are usually not really dedicated working for themselves either. Some never believe that they have the money to spend in their own business for it to be successful. Now, just for an example, when we're talking about just starting businesses in general, one type of business is franchise of some sort, Papa John's, let's just say, Subway, McDonald's. Well, Papa John's, you have to pay $50,000 for the right to have a Papa John's franchise. Subway is a little bit less. It's $15,000. McDonald's, you probably know, is pretty expensive. That's $750,000 just for the brand name. Then you have the business expenses, building, inventory, food, employees, utilities, and taxes, of course, and all of that. Okay? So, again, there are smaller businesses that you can start: accounting, graphic design, lawn maintenance, electrician. I mentioned catering earlier. You know, of course, there's all kinds of different sales positions that you can start. They're, pretty easy to get going, but they still cost money to get started. You still have to have a self-investment because you still have to have some kind of an inventory, right? And even if you don't get an office or a building, you're going to be working out of your home. You know, you still have whatever extra utilities you might need for that. Not maybe better internet service, for instance, or whatnot. You have to invest in that, don't you? So either way, you're looking at, are you willing to even make the self-investment for you to do a little bit better for yourself than, again, being relying on a predetermined worth from whatever company is paying you, whatever that hourly wage is, or even if it's a salary. See, there's executives out there that are making $300,000 a year, but their expenses and lifestyle – supersedes that, then they're dependent on that check, correct? And at the end of the day, look at the plus and minus. At the beginning of the month, whatever you make And after you've paid all your bills, what do you have left through a certain length of time? Are you actually going to be wealthy or not? That's something that you always have to think about. Is it ever enough? Okay. So that's just another article, just some excerpts. I read that one pretty fast, actually. Let's see if I can find one more, because my time is almost running out here. Let's see how much time I got left. About 5 minutes. And again, if you want to call in, and again, this is a morning show, so I know I probably won't get any callers this morning, but I might have some listeners. 646-652-4479 if you do want to call in. I do appreciate everyone who is listening. This is a very impromptu show. Usually I would at least take, 5-6 hours to kind of promote and let people know I'm doing it. I did this literally at, 10:45 this morning and put a show together. Business ownership, why is it something that people run away from is the title. And I'm going to do this show a few more times. I'll opt to do my regular nightly show. But I wanted to just do this just to get it out there because, again, the times that we live in, it's difficult. You know, especially if you have a family. If you have more than one kid and then you have a spouse or a significant other and you're talking about bills, it's a lot of money, right? And it's just fair. I mean, if money is important and your lifestyle is important and your being comfortable is important and being able to do some of the things that you want to do is important, you can't do that if you're working 70 hours a week, can you? I mean, these are just real straight questions, and sometimes you have to say these things out loud for it to make sense. You see what I'm saying? If you're making $5,000 a month, but you have $6,000 a month in expenses, and guess what? You're not eligible for another pay raise for another year or so in that evaluation. You know, if it goes positive in your favor, are you going to get a $1,000 raise? Probably not. You see what I'm saying? So having something extra on your own terms has to be something that's considered nowadays. But again, if you're working a part-time job, besides the hours, remember, you're still getting taxed on all that extra income that you're making. And depending on the tax bracket that puts you in, you're not really making any extra money at the end of the day, are you? You have to do the math of this. Plus, again, the extra expenses of having the extra job. You're going somewhere else. Maybe it's cross town. Extra gas. You're eating out more because you're not going home and cooking anymore. Again, if you have kids, it means you're not at home as much. Somebody has to take care of them, whether it be a babysitter or you're actually putting them in child care. You see what I'm saying? There's a lot of extra expenses when it comes to having a part-time job. So a little bit of extra money you think you're getting, at the end of the year, you're not, because guess what? April of the next tax season, you see what I'm saying? That's where having your own business comes into play because you have the advantages of at least getting the tax breaks to where you're getting a lot of money back because you're able to write off expenses that you typically couldn't when you're working your job. That's money in your pocket all of a sudden, right? So that's just something to think about, and actually that's how I'm going to leave the show. I was going to read one more excerpt, but I think I'm going ahead and just kind of end it like that. So again, I'm going to just review the topic, so that way if you get a chance to register, blogtalkradio.com/IMTM worldwide is how you can get to my page. And if you want to register, so that way you'll see announcements of the next show. That'll be great. You can also call me directly, 706-393-8426, if you got questions on whatever I was talking about today, comments, feel free to call. People have so many skills and abilities but never use them. They cook, build, they fix, they can organize, they're good with numbers, memorization, presentation, they're good at sales and working with people, but why do people make the decision to never get paid on their own skills and abilities? Why do people shy away from doing things they enjoy and could get paid from it and get all the money? So that's my show for today, folks. Hopefully a few of you enjoyed that, made you think a little bit. Until next time, this is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Y'all take care.